Cinderella. "My darling daughter," says a rich man once to his child, "your mother is no longer alive. We are alone in this big house. Nobody takes care of us. I need a wife, and you need a mother." "I do take care of you, Daddy," answers beautiful Katie, "but maybe you are right." "Oh, my darling child," sighs he. "I just want us to be happy." "I know. So do I, Daddy." "This is our house now," says the rich man's new wife. "This bedroom is for my elder daughter, and this one is for my younger daughter."
"So which bedroom is for my child?" asks the rich man.
"Your child? She can sleep by the hearth in the cinders. Her job is to cook, clean, and do the dishes."
"But," whispers the rich man, "that's okay. I can do that. Just please let me keep my cat."
"My poor child," says the rich man one day to his loving daughter. "I can see you are not happy. You work hard, eat scraps, and your face and clothes are dirty. Cinderella is your name now."
"Don't worry, Dad," answers Cinderella. "Go outside. Stepmother is coming."
"She shouldn't hear you say that."
"Here you are, Cinderella," shouts the stepmother. "How is your work going?"
"It is all done," replies Cinderella.
"Fine, do some more. I am emptying a bowl of lentils in the ashes. Pick them out. I will come back in 1 hour. It must be done."
"There is no way I can do that," cries Cinderella in the kitchen. "Don't worry," coo the pigeons and turtle doves. "We can do it. You are so good to us and give us breadcrumbs. We will help you."
"Thank you," says Cinderella. "Please hurry. Finish before my stepmother comes back."
"Time is up," says the stepmother. "Is it done?"
"It is. But how?"
"Cinderella, come here," calls the elder stepsister. "Do my hair for me."
"I'm coming," answers Cinderella.
"I'm hungry," calls the younger stepsister. "Bring me a sandwich right now."
"All day long they boss you round, my pretty mistress," says Cinderella's cat. "That's okay. They are my stepsisters. They can do that."
"Those daughters of mine, aren't they beautiful?" asked the stepmother once.
"I think Cinderella is the prettiest one," answers Cinderella's dad.
"What?"
shouts the stepmother angrily.
"But she's dirty and ugly." "Cinderella," commands she, "go to the kitchen and pick the lentils from the ashes. 2 bowls this time." "An hour is enough for that." "Oh, yes," laugh the stepsisters loudly.
"I am very unhappy. They are so mean to me," whispers Cinderella in the kitchen.
"That's because you are beautiful and they are not," murmurs Cinderella's cat.
"We can help you with these lentils now," coo the pigeons and turtle doves. "There are plenty of us to do that.
We will finish the work quickly.
Oh, thank you very much, answers Cinderella.
Your hour is up, says the stepmother. I can see it is done again. I wonder how.
Knock, knock, knock.
I have an invitation for your family to the ball,
shouts a herald from the prince's court.
Open the door. Of course, just a minute,
shouts the stepmother.
Come on, my daughters. The prince is giving a ball.
Can I go too? Asks Cinderella.
You!
Laugh the ugly stepsisters.
With your dirty face and in these dirty clothes. Cinderella,
calls the elder stepsister,
help me button my dress. Find my shoes for me,
calls the younger stepsister.
The bright yellow ones.
I'm coming,
answers Cinderella.
Are you ready, girls?
Asks the stepmother.
Let's go to the ball then. And you, Cinderella, go back to the kitchen and work.
They are gone now, cries Cinderella. And so is my dad. I have to stay at home all alone. Oh, how I wish I could go to the ball.
Oh, my. What is this dazzling light? Whispers Cinderella.
It is turning into a fairy now.
Cinderella, I can help you go to the ball, says the fairy. I am your fairy godmother. I can no longer stand to see you cry. Bring me a pumpkin, 6 mice, and your cat. Hurry up!
Here they are.
Whoosh, whoosh, watch as I wave my wand, sings the fairy.
And now we have a handsome coachman and a diamond coach. 6 fine horses we have also got.
As I wave my wand,
sings the fairy once again. Your ball dress is made of silver and gold. Your slippers are also fine, made of shiny glass.
Hurry to the ball now.
Thank you very much, fairy godmother.
But come back before midnight. The magic works only until then. Remember that your coach is a pumpkin, your horses are mice, your coachman is the cat, and your dress and shoes are old and ugly.
Midnight, I remember,
promises Cinderella. Who is coming out of the diamond coach? Wonder the guests at the ball. What a beautiful lady in a dress made of silver and gold. Why is everyone suddenly so quiet? Asks the prince.
You should talk and laugh. It is a ball, after all.
Oh, falls he speechless at Cinderella's beauty. Now I know why. Can I have this dance, my lady? Certainly.
Food is ready,
says the prince. Please sit at the table with me.
Of course, my prince, answers Cinderella. Can these two ladies sit next to me? Can their mother and father come too?
Certainly. Please ask them right away, says the prince. How good this mysterious lady is to us, whisper the stepsisters in surprise. Doesn't she look familiar? Wonders Cinderella's dad.
The music is playing again, says the prince. Let's dance.
It's late, and the prince is dancing only with her, say the jealous stepsisters.
What can I hear? The clock strikes 12, whispers Cinderella. I must run away.
Wait! Wait! Exclaims the prince. Please stay!
What is this shiny little thing casting thousands of lights on the stairs outside?
It's her glass slipper, sir, says Cinderella's dad.
I have to walk home now, thinks Cinderella. The coach is gone, my clothes are rags, and even my shoe is left behind.
Hurry up, my daughters, says the stepmother the day after the ball. The prince is going around with the glass slipper. He is looking for the girl that can put it on. He wants to marry her. Get ready for that.
The last house it is, thinks the prince. Is she there? She must be.
Please come in now, prince, says the stepmother. Here are my daughters. The shoe must fit one of them.
Not me, mother. I can't squeeze it on, says the elder daughter.
Oh, no, neither can I. It is too small.
Can I try it on? Asks Cinderella in a faint voice.
You must be joking,
laughs the stepmother out loud.
Do go on, please,
answers the prince.
Oh, it fits you fine.
Of course it does,
sings the good fairy appearing from the dazzling light.
Here is her dress from silver and gold. She is your bride.
Here is a ring for you, and the wedding is ready in the palace, Cinderella, says the prince.
Let's go.
Daddy, sister's stepmother, come to live with us, says the new princess.